Good evening. It is Wednesday, July 22nd in the year 2020. July 22nd being the day the church remembers Mary Magdalene. We know a few things about Mary Magdalene from the Gospels. Many other stories have been attached to Mary Magdalene. There's a tradition that she was a prostitute. There's no evidence of that in the Gospel. There's a tradition, well, a popular belief or myth or, I don't know, slander maybe, that Mary Magdalene was secretly the wife of Jesus of Nazareth. Some authors have even suggested that she bore children to Jesus. Once again, there's nothing in the Gospel that suggests that. What we do know from the Gospel about Mary Magdalene is that she was a faithful follower of Jesus, even when everyone else abandoned him. Mary and Mary, the Mother of God, remained faithful. Mary Magdalene was among those who went to the tomb on Easter morning. And in a couple of the Gospel narratives, it was Mary Magdalene who first saw the resurrected Christ. And so today we remember Mary, we remember her witness, we remember her faithfulness, and give thanks for her her example. I'm so grateful to you for being a part of this ministry. I hope it blesses you, because you certainly bless me. I'm Bob, and this is Evening Prayer. Yours is the day, O God, yours also the night. You established the moon and the sun. You fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. The psalm appointed for this evening is Psalm 30. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you restored me to health. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored my life as I was going down to the grave. Sing to the Lord, you servants of His. Give thanks for the remembrance of His holiness. For His wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye, His favor for a lifetime. Weeping may spend the night, but joy comes in the morning. While I felt secure, I said, I shall never be disturbed. You, Lord, with your favor, made me as strong as the mountains. Then you hid your face, and I was filled with fear. I cried to you, O Lord, I pleaded with the Lord, saying, What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my wailing into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Therefore my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The lesson comes from the Old Testament this evening. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus 15, beginning with verse 19 through 21. When the horses of Pharaoh, with his chariots and his chariot drivers, went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them, but the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dancing, and Miriam sang to them, Sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider He has thrown into the sea. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The New Testament lesson this evening is from 2 Corinthians, the second letter of Paul to the church at Corinth, chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we also are suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see. A light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Because July 22nd is a special day of remembrance, a feast, if you will, for Mary Magdalene, there are several readings assigned, and I think each of them is uniquely appropriate. And I think we start from our own point of view, which is really the only point of view that we have, by acknowledging that the role of women in biblical society was very different. Women were certainly treated as property, as second-class citizens. And yet, from time to time, God lifted women up and gave them a special place, a special role. And the psalm this evening, Psalm 30, I think is a reflection of God lifting up, as the Magnificat, Mary's prayer says, lifted up the lowly. It's a psalm of song, a psalm of dancing and praise. You have turned my wailing into dancing. Clothed me, put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Now the psalmist here is not necessarily a woman, probably isn't. But I think that there is a joy, there is a freedom associated with God and God's will for each of us that speaks particularly to women and speaks particularly to women today, to women in the church. Early in my life, it was considered to be scandalous, and in many places in Christianity, it still is, for a woman to assume a leadership role in the church or anywhere for that matter. That, thankfully, is changing. And I believe for the better. And I believe, as our readings this evening indicate, that change is consistent with the will of God. The Old Testament blessing is very brief. But it reminds us that when Israel was finally freed from their bondage to Egypt, it was the women, led by Miriam. Not Aaron, the great speaker, the great politician, not Moses, the spiritual leader of their revolution, their escape, but Miriam, Aaron's sister. It was she who took up an instrument and led the women of Israel in that song which so gloriously celebrated the liberation of the Hebrews. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. Now, very, very often, in fact, just about every other night, we follow the scripture readings with the Magnificat, the song of Mary from the first chapter of Luke, the song of praise that Mary is said to have offered when she greeted Elizabeth, her kinswoman. Elizabeth, pregnant with John the Baptist, Mary, pregnant with Jesus. The story is that as Mary approached Elizabeth, the child inside Elizabeth's womb leapt with joy in recognition of the child that Mary bore. And Mary sings of the greatness of the Lord. She calls herself his lowly servant, and yet acknowledges that all generations will call her blessed, not because of who she is or what she's done, but because of what God has done for her. He has lifted her up, the lowliest of the low, a poor, anonymous woman, pregnant, out of wedlock, a scandal. God has lifted her up and made her, I think it's fair to say, the most revered woman in all of Christendom, the mother of Christ. The New Testament lesson comes from the letter of Paul to the city of Corinth, which was a mess. Corinth was a great metropolis. It was a great sort of harbor. Everybody that traveled east and west along the Mediterranean coast made their way through Corinth. It was a multicultural society, a diverse society, and one characterized by great indifference to certainly what Paul would have recognized as morality, probably what most of us would recognize as morality. And Paul is writing about his own suffering, the suffering of the Jewish people, the suffering of Jesus and Mary, and the suffering of the church in Corinth. Because certainly in a city like that, people who sought to follow and emulate Christ would have been looked on as foolish, would have been probably threatened, maybe hurt, maybe imprisoned. And Paul said, I know your suffering. I know your suffering because I am suffering. I suffer with you. What Paul acknowledges here is one of the great characteristics of Jesus, and a quality that we often attach to the feminine character, the quality of compassion. Paul acknowledges here that Christians share each other's burdens, share each other's pains. And we seek God's consolation so that we can offer it to one another. And we hold each other in hope and love. And then the final reading, the Song of Simeon. Lord, you now have set your servant free. Simeon being the prophet who lived in the temple and was present when Mary and Joseph, Mary the mother of Christ and Joseph, brought the infant Jesus to be named, to be circumcised. And Simeon held the child in his arms and recognized who he was and sang this beautiful short song of praise, song of thanks. Now I can die. Now I can die. You've set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised, for these eyes of mine have seen the Savior. Simeon saw the truth. Just as Mary did, just as the yet unborn John the Baptist and Elizabeth did, just as Mary Magdalene did, and Paul, and just as we have the opportunity to do, to see the risen Christ, and to acknowledge our responsibility to him and to one another. And so we remember and we give thanks to Mary Magdalene today and all that she represents, her faithfulness, her compassion, the consolation that she received, and that she offers to us across the years. May we have the grace to pass it on. Amen. Let's say together what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep this nation under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. Almighty God, whose blessed Son restored Mary Magdalene to health of body and of mind, and called her to be a witness of his resurrection, mercifully grant that by your grace we may be healed from all our infirmities, and know you in the power of his unending life, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, now and forever. Amen. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you, all nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere love you and serve you in peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This evening from the World Cycle of the Prayer, we pray for the people of Vanuatu. From the Ecumenical Cycle of the Prayer, we pray for our sisters and brothers, members of the Reformed churches in the Netherlands. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray now for our own needs and those of others. O God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us and given us dominion over all the earth. increase our reverence before the mystery of life, and give us new insight into your purposes for the human race, and new wisdom and determination in making provision for its future in accordance with your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.